You're listening to Oh Shit, What Now? The only podcast with two entrepreneurial mom friends with nine, yes, nine sons between them. We'll tackle topics from raising our little monsters, I mean darlings, to running our businesses. Your hosts are Shannon Fletcher, the mom of five, and Dorothy Kolb, the mom of four. Join us each episode as we dig in and open up some space to explore being a working parent, whether you're an entrepreneur or not.
Hey, everybody. We are back, and today we're going to learn a little bit about my co-host, Dorothy Kolb. And Dorothy has such a great story, and I'm so inspired and in awe of Dorothy all the time because I feel like she's done all this all alone with four boys, and I ended up getting remarried along the way, and that's kind of, it doesn't count the same as Dorothy. So Dorothy's got the single mom experience on top of professional experience that I can't wait for you guys to hear about. So I'm going to stop talking and introduce you to Dorothy Kolb. Hi, Dorothy. Yay.
Thanks, Shannon. Yeah, you're going to make me cry.
No, I know. I was about to cry when I was saying it.
So oh my God, you're killing me.
I know. It's Feelings Friday or whatever.
Yeah, must be. Oh, man. So on that, yeah. So I am a single mom. I have four sons. And this entrepreneurial journey of mine was completely accidental. I would love to say that I, you know, was a serial entrepreneur, that my parents were. And, you know, I come from this long line of very successful people who started their own businesses. No, I come from a long line of people who had corporate jobs for 40 years and didn't leave. Although my grandfather did own a string of auto repair shops in the 1930s and 40s
in
New York. So, yeah. But other than him, I had this completely corporate career that I, worked for entertainment and worked in public accounting and was working for a sports company. And
are you allowed to say who you worked for?
Yeah, I worked for CBS. I worked for Fox. I worked for NBC. Yes. I worked for HGTV and Food Network and
big
Deloitte. And
look at
lots of stuff. So, but it was
huge.
Very corporate. I had no background to know how to do this stuff on my own. But when I got separated, I couldn't continue to drive my hour and a half into DC. Yeah. I couldn't leave my house at 7 o'clock in the morning, be home at 7:30 at night and have four kids who were between 7 and 11, 12 at the time.
This is the amazing part I'm talking about.
Yeah. So I just was like, nope, you know what? I'm going to do this. And I had actually been working for a company as a virtual company as their CFO for a couple of years. And then they downsized and got rid of me, which also kicked me in the ass to something else because I did no longer wanted to be, it was all about control.
Yes.
I lost my marriage because of control. Yeah. I became an entrepreneur because of control,
absolutely,
because I could control how I was making a living.
Yeah.
And so now I'm a fractional CFO and I work with, creative agencies and media production, podcast production companies.
I mean, you've exploded.
I was just going over my revenue projections and all. And the amazing thing is that when I left my marriage, and it took me a long time to kind of admit this publicly, because, Gen Xers were raised to your personal life doesn't even exist when it comes to your professional life, right? You're just you don't even have one. What? Kids? No, those aren't mine.
I know. Gen X got completely
screwed.
Kind of screwed. Yeah.
It was no, be a professional woman, but don't ever admit that you are a mother.
You actually birthed a child.
Yeah. So it took me a while to get used, kind of wrap my head around this personal journey part. And so here I am, admitting again, when I left my marriage, I had four kids between 7 and 12.
Yeah.
I had no financial support. I had no alimony, no child support, nothing.
No.
I had $2,000 in the bank.
Yeah.
That's it. And a $10,000 credit card I did not know I had because it was fraudulently done by him in my name. Now I have this thriving business. It's, mid six figures. It's ridiculous. But one of the key things I've taught my kids along the way is my parents, I'm sure yours were the same way as most people were, was that they don't talk to you about what they make. They don't talk to you about how much they have or what the expenses are. And I've been super open with my kids.
Yeah.
You know, here's, you want that? Yeah. Okay. Here's what I have coming in. Here's what I have coming out.
Yeah.
What are we cutting back on so we can do that? And I think it's made them financially and fiscally responsible. And it's been key. My mom worked for Girl Scouts. She was a registrar for Girl Scouts when I got into high school. It was really cute. Yeah. But my dad worked for NBC for almost 40 years. And my dad would say to his literal dying day, he would have paid NBC to work there rather than them pay him because that's how much he loved his job. So that was always in the back of my mind. Like, I've got to love my job that much.
And trying to find that. No, you can't.
And so, now I do on most days. There are some days that I do not love my job very much.
Well, I found it with Starbucks. I loved that company, but it was the Gen X, I can't have a kid of it all that you just mentioned. Even with that company, I was considering moving with Max to Seattle because they had the daycare underneath. And
I
could just, but then we wouldn't have Jackson.
Well, now I've got two college sophomores who are also 19, like you were two. And then Ryan's, 17 senior in high school. And then Jack is a sophomore in high school. You're right when you were talking about in your intro episode that you think that things go like, okay, the nursing and diaper stage is going to be the worst. No toddler stage. No when they start school and do sports and stuff. And it just like keeps going. And now I understand when my mom said that worrying never stops, even me as like a 50-year-old woman, but she's still worried about me. I'm like, great. I got 30 years left of worrying. Fantastic.
I heard this or read a quote when Max was little and it said, when you have a child, your heart walks outside of you for the rest of your life. It gives me chills even now because I didn't get it. And I think young moms like don't even think about it because it's too much.
It is too much. You're just trying to get through. You're just
trying to get through the day. And any working mom still, I mean, I'm sure they still have some of what we're talking about, even though like the millennials definitely embrace their personal journey more than we do or better than we do. I still think they probably struggle a little bit. How do you not?
Oh, yeah. And I love the fact that the millennials and the Gen Zers are like, wait, we're supposed to enjoy this time around.
Right.
We're not supposed to just work our asses off. I'm like, oh yeah, that's actually makes
sense. They're actually helping me remember that.
Yeah. Necessity is the mother of invention. Yeah. I think we're going to start this, this podcast season and we got some really interesting women lined up, that have some ridiculously fascinating backgrounds. Some of them with, several kids, some of them with no kids, we'll throw some dads in there too. We'll throw some people in who don't have kids and.
I would love the mix of perspectives because now.
And even the perspective of what it's like to work with or, whatever people like us who are like going through this shit.
Exactly. Fire truck the millennials.
Exactly.
And that's not fair. That's not fair to them either. But, I suppose there's that perspective.
And it's interesting to have.
It's great. All of it's great. The more we can have people talking about the real of it all, the real deal with your life, because nothing is
polished.
Facebook. Nothing is Instagram. It's all polished. I was a social media director. I can fake anything. But that's what this is, the real.
What now fits very well.
Yes, it does.
All right. Well, thanks, Shannon.
Thank you, Dorothy.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to subscribe so you won't miss an episode of Oh Shit, What Now? And don't forget to connect with us on socials and rate our podcast.